short skirt while you analyze Descartes. You start quoting Baudelaire. My logic falls apart. Your glasses never sit straight. Your shoulders are exposed. Your chaos theory formulae. I'm looking so composed. I'm a flesh hound, flesh hound. Flesh hound, flesh hound. I'm a flesh hound, flesh hound. I'm a flesh hound, flesh hound. There's a full moon in your cupboard. Got a wolf bane in your drawer. Cookbook on the countertop I have never seen before. You talk about the Renaissance. I say I prefer Renoir. When your hair is falling in your face, I'll take you as you are. Flesh hound, flesh hound. I'm a flesh hound, flesh hound. Flesh hound, flesh hound. Flesh hound, flesh hound. Is it your eyes getting down the page? In your chair from the Gilded Age? Is it something in the clothes you wear? Like a photo's written for a year. Turn away with your book in hand. I hope you stay and try and understand. Like Sam the Sham said to Riding Hood.
Oh, yes, that was the Raving Knaves, everyone, with Flesh Hound. And before that, we opened the show, actually, with Till the End of Time, John Cassese's song from his album Never Too Late. John Cassese, you may know his name, he is the dance doctor, an internationally known dance instructor to the stars, and he has released several CDs. They're comprised of cover tunes and some very special original material, of which we just heard. You know, I play a lot of different types of music on this show, and I feel like his songs bring you back to those happy times, put joy in your heart and a spring in your step. So check out John Cassese. A website will be forthcoming, as is a Facebook page. But until then, you can hear John Cassese right here on Indie100.com, and his tracks will be available on iTunes in about 3 weeks. Now, I'm going to play you a very special song here right now from a band that's sitting in the studio with me, and they are going to be on in just a few minutes. But why don't we check out this tune first from them.
The blood or the fear.
Nice. Loving a 38. Sitting here in the studio with me, your host, Taylor Van Arsdale on Music and Mayhem, and my co-host, Mr. Julian Rios III.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back.
Welcome back, me. I was sick last week. It was a real bummer. I'm feeling much better, thank you. Nothing like antibiotics to make you feel a whole hell of a lot better.
Yeah, Taylor called me, and I swear to God, I didn't recognize her voice when she first called me. She was like, Julian.
It sounded.
I'm sick. And it I wasn't. There's some whatever.
It wasn't sexy at all. I'm sure.
It was really unsexy.
Not like my voice is right now.
Definitely not right now.
No, definitely not
sexy,
like that.
Sexy right now.
So I'm sitting here with. We are sitting here with Danny XS, drummer.
How's it going?
Hi. How are you?
Good. 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 You gotta drink some Jack Daniels for that. For that throat.
I need.
That helps.
I know. Tequila.
Tequila.
Tequila. And the new bass player, Justin Emmerd. Emmerd? Am I saying that right?
How's it going, guys?
Hey, good to see you.
Welcome,
good to see
guys.
You both. That song was called Shots at Sunset.
Correct.
Which I'm assuming is about gunshots at sunset. But
or
I,
shot,
I'm
like,
whiskey
shots.
Whiskey shots,
or, yeah.
Right? Okay.
Yeah. Or a photo shoot.
Oh,
could be
okay.
That. Or, I don't know, what else could it be? Something
like
something
you,
kind of
like
X-rated.
Vaccinated at sunset.
Oh, gross.
Could be.
Like you get like a doctor, you know, he's a shady doctor and he wants to give you a vaccination, but only at sunset.
Yeah, and are you on Sunset Boulevard?
Or
is it at sunset?
Yeah, you'd have to be.
Vaccinations on sunset.
Well, see, we like to leave it up to the listener.
I think that's such an excellent thing. It's excellent. So you guys have a lot going on, like a ton. I mean,
we're working hard.
You are working hard. You're like the hardest working band in Hollywood.
Oh, thank you.
Thank
really.
You.
You're going to be playing at the Sunset Strip Music Festival, which is coming up on August, what, 16th?
August, well, it's the 16th through the 18th. It's Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Saturday is the day where they close off the street, the Sunset Strip. So they have two big stages set up in the street, and they have all of the venues open. So you buy a ticket, it gets you into the whole thing. Thursday and Friday night, they're doing a lot of different shows going on that are all a part of the festival. And so if you buy the 3-day pass, that gets you in all the shows going on Thursday and Friday night as well.
So they're not closing off the street on Friday?
They're not. No.
They used to.
No, they have not yet. They're talking about doing that next couple of years. But
no, I mean, the last time I was there, it was 2 days of street closed.
No.
Yes.
It's only the Saturday. It's only ever been the Saturday.
Seriously?
And this is the first time in the history of anything that they've actually got the permits to be able to do it. So for the last 3 years, they've been able to do it. But nobody's been able to do that all this time. And you would think that the world-famous Sunset Strip has had something like that before, but this is definitely a newer...
No, it's a very new. It's only 3 years old.
Yeah,
but I swear to God, I thought I went to it.
Everybody
I
thinks that.
I thought it was 2 days in a row. I've been there all 3 days.
Yeah.
Are we
sure?
It's because
you had that much fun.
I did have a lot of fun. Yeah. I'll tell you, it was surreal. I walked in the first year they had it, or maybe it was the second year. I walked through. I was late. I was getting my press passes, and they let you cut through early in the morning. And I was standing there walking by the stage, and I was hearing something, and I'm like, wow, that sounds great. What is that? What am I listening to?
You
and
did it was some good drugs that day.
It was the Smashing Pumpkins.
Oh,
they were
doing
a sound check at like 11 in the morning, just playing.
Oh, yeah.
I was like 5 feet away from them.
That was on a Saturday.
That was the Saturday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That was awesome.
Are you going this year?
You know, I was going to, but I didn't. I don't know. It's a long story. I would love to see you guys. If you want to help me get in, I'll go see you guys.
You should definitely try to come on. Marilyn Manson's playing, Bad Religion's playing, Steve Aoki.
I know.
Black Label Society.
Black Label Society.
It's funny you put Steve Aoki in the middle of all those.
I like DJ stuff.
Steve Aoki's awesome.
He is really cool.
Do you guys like Benihana, the restaurant?
Yeah.
He's the owner of Benihana.
Really?
Yeah, he owns a chain. He owns Everly on Sunset. He owns a management company. You guys taking over the world.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, he's got Starbucks, too. He'll be all set.
Yeah, totally. Totally.
So what day are you playing on the Sunset Strip?
We're playing on the Street Fest Day on the 18th.
Yeah, that's Saturday.
On Saturday.
7:30 p.m., the Roxy stage.
Nice.
So it'll be cool.
Who else is on the stage that night with you?
Right before us is Dos Racist. Right after us is Street Drum Corps.
Oh, okay.
So there's a lot of great bands playing that day. The Roxy has the most incredible lineup. It's amazing. They have...
I mean, last time I was there, I was like in front of Buck Cherry, taking pictures of Buck Cherry. And
that was last
so much
year.
Fun. Yeah.
Yeah,
that was crazy.
You got Matt Skiba playing the Roxy stage from Alkaline Trio. That should be really cool. Our friends, the Knife Outline, are playing.
Stone Foxes.
Stone Fox is from San Francisco.
Like
are awesome.
Yeah, yeah. I've talked to those guys a couple times. They're very cool.
Yeah, and then they're closing it out with all the DJs, the Dim Mock DJs.
Nice.
After Street Drum Corps is the Dim Mock DJs. Right. Phil DeGar is playing. Ton of great bands. It'll be cool.
Awesome. So now tell me about your new – you have a new lineup. Totally new lineup, basically. Almost totally new lineup.
Well, we got this guy about a year ago.
Yeah, I joined about a year and a half ago, and it's been awesome.
Yeah. Where were you before?
I was in a rock band called Spectra for a while, just a lot of Sunset Strip stuff.
Where are you from?
I'm from Los Angeles.
Okay.
And I actually tried to get into this band before I joined that band. That band was a backup plan for me because I really wanted to get into Love and a 38.
Wow.
But my email just never
went
through.
We made him pay us. He didn't have enough money in the music.
Yeah.
You wrote a bad check.
I had to do a couple of things I wasn't proud of to get that email sent out to them. But, met up with them a year and a half ago at the NAMM show in January and went in for an audition. And, 3 weeks later, I was in Arizona with them.
God.
He worked out pretty well.
I think so.
Nice. Yeah. He carries my drums well.
Yeah.
That's what counts. Yeah. That's really
right.
What counts.
And then who else is new in the band? You have a new guitar player?
Yeah. As of about 2 weeks ago, we have a guitar player named Domo who was in a band called Poets and Porn Stars. And then they turned into the band Run Devil Run.
Run Devil Run. Okay.
Yeah. Awesome band. Our very first show ever was at the Viper Room with them. And we opened up for them. And it's funny. The L.A. The music... The band world in LA is very incestuous.
Totally.
It's awesome. We couldn't have worked this out any better. We freaked out when we realized we needed to find a new guitar player. 2 weeks later, we have a guy that's a friend of ours that knows all of the songs, plays them amazing. Already recorded a song that's coming out on Tuesday, and it's awesome. He'll be at SSMF with us.
Awesome. I mean, you know, it's funny because that's the way life is. You know, something happens and you think, oh my God, this is it. This is horrible, and then. It's actually a good thing.
It is the best thing we could have hoped for.
Yeah, and you don't realize it at the time, but it's a little door opening for something else to come in.
And sometimes you just need a change to change things up and put you in a better mind frame.
That's right.
But did you guys want to talk about what happened, or is just
We've been chatting for a while. Why don't we give the audience a couple more songs? So let's play something else off of what's the name of this CD?
That one's self-titled.
Self-titled, yeah. Love in a 38. Okay, let's listen to Rock and Lola.
Trust a man in black, but why do I go when he leads me to let a lady in the
Rockin' Lola from Love in a 38. Sitting here in my studio, Danny and Justin.
I just want to say that the chick on this, on the cover of your CD is really hot.
Oh, yeah, we need to talk about this. But okay,
that's so actually a man.
Okay.
No, just kidding. Just kidding.
Just really good Photoshop work.
We need to talk about this. Their actual CD inside as a woman
diagram.
Giving herself a breast exam? What is that?
The mammogram.
Is that a mammogram?
Oh, it's so funny. I haven't even looked at that CD
forever.
Yeah. I forgot that was there. Yeah, it's a mammogram.
And is that like the chick from the cover, or is that just like
brilliant. No, it's
And who is this girl, and how can I meet her?
Oh, by the way, speaking of which, we need to find out because I haven't seen you in a while.
Man,
have you gotten laid
back
yet?
Into this? No, I haven't.
I haven't had
the pleasure of a girl.
All right, so we need to get the calendar up.
It's Santa Monica Boulevard, they're pretty cheap. Yeah. You just gotta be a little bit careful.
My friend told me that I should go to SMC. And start auditing classes. And just hang out in the back. And be like, yeah, this class sucks. Hey, what's your name? What's your name? Oh, this is cool.
That's a great idea, Julian. And you know what else you should do? Carry a book and tell them that you can give them some extra help. We have a running thing here. It's been, how many months has it been?
Six? That long. No.
Eight?
Not 8 months. No, it's been less. It's been significantly less than that. I don't want to get into it, but
my bet with everybody keeps just getting better.
I'm never gonna tell you. You're never gonna know. I'm gonna come in. You're gonna say, "Did you get laid?" I'm like, "No, I didn't." And then I'll have an orgy in my head. Like,
oh my God.
Recording of an orgy in my head. It's fine. Well, I don't need women. You don't help. All you do is make me feel bad. So you can all go and play with yourselves.
Oh, nice. I agree.
Oh my God. All right. On that note, you know, I don't know why this made me think of Mark Lembanski and Carol from ButterfliesRadio.com, but I want to say thanks to Mark and Carol for always rebroadcasting us.
Thanks, guys.
And KGUP-FM for also playing us here on our Indie100.com with your host, Taylor Van Arsdale, and Music and Mayhem. So, guys, talk to me.
So we get the music part. What about the mayhem part?
That's me.
Oh, you're the mayhem.
I am.
Okay, she's the music?
Oh, I'm a little bit of mayhem, too. But, you know, we don't go there.
I guess. Well, I guess I'm the music, too.
You were both. We share it.
We are one. We are united in music and mayhem.
Do you want to ask them one of your questions?
The Lords of Mayhem.
Just ask them a question.
Oh, yeah. No, I was actually curious because I saw that on the Reverb Nation. I was reading about you guys a little bit. And I saw that you shared the stage with Matt and Kim. And I love Matt and Kim. I've been listening to Matt and Kim for a long time.
Yeah, that was actually at the festival last year.
Cool. How was that? Did you see him play?
Did you see him play? I saw about like 5 minutes of
it. Yeah, I saw a little bit of their set.
Yeah, they're great. I mean, it was just funny to see your music juxtaposed with their music because their music is so widely different. It's literally just a two-piece.
They're doing really well.
Yeah, they are, yeah.
So
they're great.
I like them a lot.
But I thought it was funny to put them, like Matt and Kim, and then Love in a 38.
It's cool to see a girl drummer that is getting recognition as a drummer as well. Yeah. There's not too many of those.
Yeah. So
she does
true.
A great job.
She's rocking.
Yeah. Yep.
She's rocking.
Definitely.
Cool. One of their videos, what's the one? It's like a food fight video. It's a crazy video where she's just drumming throughout the whole thing.
Oh.
Food at each other.
I think I did see that.
Oh, God.
Let's get that going in here.
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's see if we can do
that. I think I've got pizzas coming. I got pizzas coming.
Nice.
Yeah.
Pizza food fight works out pretty well.
Perfect. Nice hot cheese. I don't know why I thought of that.
Cold cheese might be a little bit better today. It's kind of hot.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, it's like 100 degrees.
Man. I'll get some cold pasta with like tomatoes and stringy stuff in it.
That works.
That sounds good.
Yeah, that sounds great.
It's healthy too.
Yeah, it is. You know, put some olives in there and, you know.
Pine nuts. I love pine nuts.
I do too. Okay, what is this, a cooking show? All right. How would you describe how your music is now as compared to when you first started? What changed and what hasn't?
I'm going to say it's definitely going in a little bit different direction than when we started. We started out as a rock band, but then it's what's a rock band? So we all have different influences. You know, everybody has different influences growing up. And so when we met each other, we had to figure out how to write together as a band, like anybody does. And we've all been, all the members of this band are all grew up listening to rock, but I grew up listening to more like punk rock kind of stuff, like the Misfits and Sex Pistols and all that kind of stuff. And then that changes over time, right? You start listening to them a little bit, like I got into the heavier rock as I got a little bit older. And then I know Justin, what
I grew up listening to a lot of Eric Clapton and like when 93.1 was actually Arrow FM. Like that's what I grew up on when I was a kid. So I grew up with a lot of AC/DC and a lot of just classic like 70s and 80s rock bands. And that's just what I grew up on.
And then Ryan's more into like the Aerosmith, like Southwest, Midwest kind of rock a little bit more so than I am. And so the key, the hard part was to figure out how do we put this together. You know, we all know we like each other, we all know everybody plays well, but we want to create a band where everybody's happy with it and it's a little bit different. So over the last 2 years, we've gotten to figure out how to write with each other, and then so after, because of that, I think our writing started getting a little bit more specific. We're writing more now than we ever have, and I think that we're going a little bit like more in the I mean, it's a rock band, but we're thinking about how to write catchier choruses and figuring out what works, and we're starting to get into stuff like Black Keys and that kind of stuff a little bit more. So yeah, a little bit more countryish kind
of
vibe too.
These songs are very hooky. I mean, they sound really catchy to me. The first two songs that we played, and they you remember those songs,
yeah.
You know, as opposed to just kind of hearing a song and then just forgetting about it, which is nice, you know. And they want that.
Yeah, well, that's what we're focusing on, is writing catchier stuff.
Cool.
Usually we just get together and then somebody will bring in an idea and we'll work on it, or we'll just start jamming in the room. Like there's no correct format to writing a song, but we're figuring out how to do it within this band. Usually ends up in a fight, then we all mud wrestling match, and we all fight each other and then make up and get the song done.
Food fight? No.
We should try that.
We should.
Yeah. Oh. God. We'll give that a shot.
Be a little messy, but...
Then we'll come back and we'll let you know how that goes.
We'll give you writing credit for it, too.
Okay, great. All right, well, let's listen to another track from the CD. How about In the End?
Cool, yeah.
Tahoe, In the End by 11 to 38. Guys, what is that about, In the End? It could be a lot of different things.
Yeah.
Here we go again. Here we go
I really want to give you that lame term that most bands give you, where like it's up to the listener. But actually, Ryan and I worked on those lyrics together. Ryan's our singer, by the way. It's about...
Ryan's really sexy, just FYI. So if you go see this band, check them out. All the guys are, actually, but just a heads up. You know, they're a good-looking band. Just telling everybody out there.
He's posing nude for a pottery class, right? Or a what is that sculpture class?
Seriously?
Yeah, no. In West Hollywood.
Oh God.
It's a preschool. Boy. It's a preschool that they're teaching. They don't know that he's showing up nude, which is probably not the best thing in the world. Jeez. No, he's actually teaching rhythmic gymnastics right now.
Really?
Yeah. Outside of a Chick-fil-A.
I mean, sorry. Synchronized swimming is what he's teaching. He's a very good synchronized swimmer. He tried to make the women's Olympic team.
Men don't usually do that, so that's quite the feat for him.
Very talented guy.
Yeah.
You should see him in that cap.
And that makeup,
That leotard.
He's going to hear this, and he's going to kill you.
Yeah, totally.
That's great. It's brilliant. No, he's a great guy. All the guys, good guys. So, okay, so what's the song about?
The song is about just, it's, when we wrote it, we had the idea of like, I don't know if you ever see like mixed martial arts or anything you
MMA.
Do. Yeah, any kind of sport where you got to get fired up and get ready and get pumped up. It's just that mentality of like, I'm going to take on the world kind of thing. And that's basically what the lyrics are just about. It's just taking on the world, putting your fear aside and just going out and do it.
Punching the world in the face.
Yes, in the balls.
In the balls and the face.
Yep, exactly.
Sometimes at the same time.
Where would the balls of the world be? Like... Antarctica,
I think.
Are you asking the official question of that? Like,
or would it be Australia?
Well, I think officially they're in France, aren't they?
Where would they be?
Yeah, like the balls of the earth. And like, what would be the penis of the earth?
Well, more importantly, I think, where's the taint of the earth?
that's
you know what the taint is, right?
Yeah, that's Bakersfield.
Or AKA the chode.
That's Bakersfield. Yeah, don't worry about it. And then
come to Bakersfield, the taint of the earth.
Can you imagine that's your county slogan?
That would be awesome.
That would be pretty
funny.
The
butthole. So.
The valley's the butthole of the earth.
Come on down to the taint, and we'll lead you to the butthole.
So Bakersfield could be the gateway to the butthole of the earth, right?
Yeah, there we go. The gateway.
Oh, God.
The grapevine to the butthole.
The grapevine.
Oh, God. This is the California.
And that's
only
why it smells discussion. So bad when you go over the grapevine.
Yeah, exactly. It's all the taint.
Smells great.
Hey, I saw that you guys, because I was reading about you guys a little bit. I was doing a little homework. And I saw that you guys were actually, you played at South by Southwest.
We did. That was cool.
How was that? Was it?
So a lot of driving, very humid. Yeah, but it was
really
cool.
Humid in Austin.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Really?
How was the experience? Was it? Would you do it again?
Oh, totally. We're gonna do it next year.
Yeah,
in March.
There you go.
It's gonna be awesome. Have you been?
No, I've always wanted to go.
Have you been to it?
No.
It's a week long.
Mm-hmm.
Well, technically, it's 2 weeks long. The first week is interactive and film. The second week is all music. And if you don't know, have you been to Austin before at all?
No.
They literally have the most venues and bars out of any city in the entire world.
Wow.
And that's, they're known for that. It's crazy. No other city on the entire planet has that many bars and venues.
Really?
And on top of that, they set up a ton more stages, outdoor stages, and there's probably 30 outdoor stages.
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
It's ridiculous. It's all day, every day from like 9 a.m. until 2 a.m., or 4 a.m., I think, something like that, for a week. And you get kind of claustrophobic because you're around people, like, you know, shoulder to shoulder with people for a week.
It's 100
that's
degrees.
Like what NAM
it's 100
was,
degrees.
That's like NAM, but, like, for a week, and it's just crazy.
It's NAM times probably 10,000.
Oh,
it's ridiculous.
Yeah. I can't even imagine NAM
it's the whole
shell-shocked for, like, 3 weeks after trying to deal with that, you know.
But it is awesome. It is. You don't
a lot
see
of cheap alcohol.
Yeah.
Dollar drinks. Can you imagine that?
Wow.
Really?
Yeah. Not in LA.
No.
No, ever. Never here. Are you
more
kidding
like $10
me?
$10 drinks.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Dollar drinks all day long.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy. Some bars do that, but.
So you guys played there, and how were you received? Well, I guess, right?
It was cool.
It was really
awesome,
actually.
It was a lot of work that week. We were busy doing a couple things as far as like promo goes and that kind of stuff, but. The shows were rad, yeah. It's cool because you don't see – you can watch a huge band in a tiny venue there. That's the whole point of it, you know. And so everybody's kind of on the same level as far as as far as shows go. And one venue can turn into a whole different venue an hour later. They're all sponsored by – there's a Google party and there's a Yahoo party, and it's all parties all day long at venues.
Right.
So you can walk by one venue, see a sign, and it's a venue name for just for the party.
Yeah.
An hour later, it'll be a different venue name. So it gets kind of hard to figure out what's going on. So and there's probably there's got to be at least 100 bands playing at once.
Oh yeah,
oh
all
my
at
God.
Any point of the day.
It's like bedlam.
Yeah, I mean you could stand in the middle of the street and hear 10 different bands playing at the same time.
Just a lot of cymbals going on.
The yeah, mashup. All it's ridiculous.
The
it's crazy.
Crazy.
But it was cool. We had a really good audience, and there's a lot of indie rock there, which is cool. But I feel like it's a little bit oversaturated with indie rock.
Yeah.
And so when there's one day we played, we were the very last band on St. Patrick's Day. And they went crazy. It was cool. It was at capacity, and there were people on top of the bar and
on top of tables.
Yeah, it was wow. It was really cool. It was a lot of fun. We can't wait to get back. So.
Very cool.
We'll be touring out there in March, going through all of Texas, Oklahoma, Nevada,
that's
Utah.
Well, speaking of getting people to know you and your band, you guys are at www.loveandA38.com, and that's LoveandA. The number 3, the number 8.com.
That's correct. And if you sign up on our mailing list on there, we'll send you a free song.
Oh, right on. So do that, everybody.
Good deal.
And also Facebook, facebook.com/loveandA38.
Nice.
And Twitter, twitter.com/loveandA38 or at loveandA38.
Nice.
And it's the word A-N-D.
Yeah,
correct.
It's not
yeah.
ampersand.
Yes,
not the ampersand.
Correct.
I learned that the hard way last night when I was trying to look up stuff about it.
Me too.
Yeah.
Because I'm an idiot.
Not disagreeing there.
I was like, you gonna say anything?
I wasn't gonna say anything.
Yeah, you are an idiot. Anyway.
All right. Let's do another song. Yeah. What do you want to hear? Either Shine Up Your Scar. I like the name of this, Shine Up Your Scar.
Can you play Freebird?
We're really partial to that song.
You know what? I could do Stairway to Heaven.
Oh, yeah.
Is that better?
Let's do it.
So much better.
Yeah.
Shine Up Your Scars by Ooh. Love in a 38. Awesome song, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Really freaking amazing. Tell me, Danny, because you've been on the strip for a long time, what's the craziest thing that's happened to you on the road or while you were playing live?
There was a time where we went down to San Diego when we were first starting out with the guitar player from Guns N' Roses. There's a clothing company that hired us to go down there and just, do you know what ASR is?
Yeah.
It's Action Sports Retail. Mm-hmm. So they were doing it in San Diego once a year, and then they did a winter version in the Long Beach Arena. So I don't think it's in San Diego anymore. But when they were doing it there, it was at the convention center. This is like probably 3 years ago. And we liked to drink a little bit more at the time. So we got contracted to go down there by this clothing company. And then in the contract, they actually asked us not to drink. And we had to sign a contract saying we wouldn't do that. So we're just going to walk around with the guitar player for Guns N' Roses all day. And then
not drink.
Like, and yeah,
not
they had girls handing out like CDs and shirts for this clothing company. It was all like a PR kind of thing for them, some publicity thing. And we weren't supposed to drink until a certain time, right? But I thought the time was 11 p.m. I guess it was 12. And they had a limo for us. It was pretty cool. They had everything was – got us a hotel room, cool hotel room and all this stuff. Everything was paid for. But no drinking all day. Oh, so I'm like, cool, it's 11 o'clock. We're gonna have fun now and stuff. I didn't realize it was till midnight. And I hadn't eaten anything for like 2 days or whatever and got a little bit drunker than I wanted to. And there was a guy that in the hotel lobby that I somehow ended up getting in a fight with him. Right, so he swung at me, and then I swung back, and then the security guard came over and grabbed me, and I thought it was his friend trying to hit me because I didn't see him.
Yeah.
So I punched him in the face and didn't realize it was a police officer.
Oh my god!
I thought it was a security guard.
Oh.
So
oh my god!
So I'm getting handcuffed, and they're taking me to jail. And Krishna, our guitar player at the time, somehow talked them out of it. Took like an hour and a half. But talked them out of it. And
did he get you out of that?
I don't know.
That's
I don't know.
Brilliant.
So,
okay.
Listen, yeah. He was trying to say that he likes you when he punched you in the face.
I think he just the police officer realized I was just a drunken idiot. And on top of that, it wasn't just me. There's a million other people there during ASR too. So there's a lot worse people. And I think that had it been any other time of the year, it might have been a little bit different. But there's other people running down the street naked and stuff while this is going on. It's just if you've ever been to ASR, it's ridiculous.
So did you get you lose your endorsement then for that clothing?
We did, yes. Yeah. They never talked to us again.
Oh my god, that's funny. Jeez.
Hey, but you got away with punching a cop in the face.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I didn't hit him like square on. I think I hit him like the shoulder or something. I tried to hit him in the face.
Well, you punched a cop.
Yeah.
Punched a cop, got away with it.
And he didn't get hurt either.
Oh my lordy.
Not as much fun.
Justin, do you have any stories like that? Hitting
he had a girl in a wheelchair in Eugene, Oregon.
Technically, that was Ryan.
You hit
no,
a
that
girl.
Was
you.
Yeah. No, yeah, he didn't punch a girl in the wheelchair.
You punched a girl in the wheelchair?
No. He was trying to hook up with a girl in a wheelchair that was
really
mentally handicapped.
Again, this is actually Ryan. It happened to Ryan.
Ryan was trying to do that?
Yeah, there was this girl that was – we did a show in Eugene on the last tour. And, you know, the show ended, so we're just hanging out, just talking to some of our fans that came out. And this girl was just, you know, going around in her wheelchair, and she just kept, like, making these faces, like, you know, just going up to people, just making, like, facial gestures to them.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess, like, she was, like, a local. You know, everyone knew her, so they're just like, oh, okay, whatever. And, you know, she would do that to some of the bands when they were playing, and they would just, like, do it back and just became, like, this, like, little, like, funny thing. And so we're all just, like, drinking after the show, and she just comes up and, like, nudges Ryan with her wheelchair, and he looks at her, and, you know, she had done that, the facial gesture to him when he was on stage.
Right.
And so she did it to him again when he was, you know, we're all drinking, and so he did it back, and then she just went.
Let's explain. She gave him the blowjob sign.
Yeah. Okay. And he just looked so.
He didn't know what to do.
He was a deer in headlights. Like, he looked at me, and me and Krishna looked at each other, like, that just happened, and that is my favorite thing that's even happened on the tour. I don't care what happens after this for the next, like, 6 days. Nothing's going to top this. This is, like, the best story ever.
Then she started running into people and with their wheelchair and stuff. It was amusing. It was funny.
And then as we were leaving, she was, like, she was down the street in her wheelchair.
Wheelchair. Nice.
Wait, so he didn't.
Did you guys?
So basically, he took her behind the venue.
Julian, you need to, you could learn a lot from these guys.
I have no desire to be with a girl in a wheelchair. No offense, but I just, it just.
But you could learn a lot about getting chicks, you know.
I don't need to learn about.
All right,
chicks.
I'm just trying to help. That's all.
What is
we're enablers here.
What's your guys' bet that you have going on, by the way?
That Julian will either get laid or not get laid.
And by what time frame?
Bet. I keep giving him extra.
Well,
weeks.
No, she's what she's done is she's just keeping track of my
dry spell.
Yes,
my
dry spell.
So
basically.
You might actually make money off this.
No, I will
no,
make,
she's
money
make money.
Off
if
of
what?
Well,
she's running a pool.
I'm running a pool to see with some of the other people.
But she doesn't know that I have people in on the pool.
Oh.
How much money is in this pool right now?
About $300.
Oh,
I'm lying. Awesome. There's no pool.
Do you want to get in on this, Danny?
Yeah, I was.
Let's get in on the pool.
The wheels are turning.
Because
now.
You know,
yeah.
I just don't think he's gonna get laid. I really don't.
Ever again. Ever.
You're betting against it forever?
No,
for
the net. I'm like waiting for another three months. I think.
No, well, again, I met this.
Somebody's
girl,
gonna end
up
buying you a hooker for Christmas. I'm sure.
I don't want a hooker.
So maybe basically, she's betting that your dry spell is gonna turn to a full-on famine.
Yeah.
Maybe you should go to the world's taint.
Maybe I will
go to Bakersfield.
Maybe I will
right.
go to
yeah.
Tate.
So you wait. So
asshole.
You met a girl. You met a girl.
No, you remember the crazy one that.
Well, yeah, but
story.
It doesn't count
because
they didn't have sex with
well,
her.
Well, I didn't have sex, you know what I'm saying?
Oh God. That
but
doesn't
anyway,
count.
It doesn't count. It doesn't count. But in my mind, it counts.
In my mind, it counts too.
Yeah. And about there's a girl in Mexico. Do you remember?
It didn't count for Clinton, did it? I mean,
no,
that
did not.
So there you go.
That did not count. For Clinton.
There you go.
But I'm not the president.
When cigars are involved, it doesn't count.
No. There was no
Were cigars involved?
No.
No, okay.
No.
Oh, boy. All right, we got like 9 minutes left.
A meat cigar.
Let me just give a couple shout-outs here. First of all, Butterflies Radio, a big thank you to Mark and Carol for always playing Music and Mayhem with Taylor Van Arsdale, me, your host, at Indie100.com and KGUP-FM.
Coming
Mike
out of the
Mike
whales.
J.
Vagina? No, not the whale's vagina.
the
whale's
vagina.
What is it?
The world.
What is the valley? The world's asshole.
The world's asshole. Yeah. The butthole of the world.
No, is it? What's the whale's vagina?
Yeah, where did the whale come from?
I don't know.
It's coming
thing,
from the whale's vagina of the world.
It's that Will Ferrell movie. What was the name?
Oh, that's what is
I can't
that movie?
Remember it.
Which one?
The
one, whale's
the
vagina.
Anchorman. Yeah.
On that note,
you are a pirate hooker.
Arr.
don't listen, was the night that I died.
All right, that was Letter from the Devil, Love in a 38 here in the studio with me. Julian, you said that was what, the dirtiest thing you've ever heard me say?
Oh, Taylor just said something really dirty.
Like, I told
talking about Chuck Norris?
No, talking about my boyfriend. No. I said the real reason that I'm not going to the Sunset Strip Music Festival this year is because my boyfriend's coming to town and I just want to lay in bed and get banged all day. It's true, all right?
Again.
There we go.
It just resonates with me.
I know, because you haven't been laid in like 10 months, okay?
I just want to lay in bed and get banged all day.
I have a long-distance relationship with a guy who lives in Boston, and I get laid more than Julian. What does that say, okay?
You know, I used to do
that. Means he needs to hang out with Love in a 38 some more.
You need to go party with them.
Yeah.
Or with you and your boyfriend.
Giggity,
giggity, giggity, giggity.
But no. All right.
Let's talk about how Chuck Norris has AIDS.
No.
Oh, sorry.
He doesn't have AIDS. Haley Joel Osment had AIDS in that one episode of Walker.
Oh, my God, you guys. What in the hell?
Walker, Texas Ranger.
This show is spinning.
Did Chuck Norris's beard not heal him?
Okay. Can I just say something? We have like 2 seconds left. So okay. I want to thank you guys for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
I want to also ask you very quickly if you can tell me within like 50 seconds, what was it like working with Ian McGregor?
It was awesome. Ian is a very, very good producer and engineer, but producing, it's retarded how good he is. I mean,
really?
He just did Katy Perry's new album, so check that out. He's definitely getting a lot bigger. He worked us very, very hard.
Good.
We were there long days, early mornings, and he doesn't take any crap.
What studio did you?
We recorded that last album at Infrasonic Sound in L.A.
Nice. Sweet. And how'd you get hooked up with Ian?
I don't even remember. I think we met him through another band that had worked with him. They introduced us to him.
Very
and then we
cool.
bugged the hell out of him until he finally worked with us.
That's the way to do it.
Can't wait to work with him again, and I'm sure he's listening to this, too.
All right. Well, guys, thanks so much for coming in. You can check out Love in a 38 at the Sunset Strip Music Festival this coming week. I won't be there. I'll be getting laid. Julian will not. Julian, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks.
Tickets are on TicketWeb, everybody. And please come see us at 7:30 at the Roxy Theater on August 18th.
All right, guys. Woo. Thanks for tuning into Music and Mayhem with me, your host, Taylor Van Arsdale, here on Indie 100.com.